From the One Fire Studio, welcome to the IMCA Peer-to-Peer Podcast, where we dive deep into technology, brand, social media, and other topics with an insurance industry expert. Let's welcome today's guest.
Greetings. This is Natasha Suber from SCORE, along with co-host Jim Flynn from One Fire, and it's our pleasure to welcome you to this episode of the IMCA Peer-to-Peer Podcast. Our guest today, Megan Bell, is Senior Vice President of Marketing at Falvey Insurance Group, where she leads Falvey's marketing and communications and customer experience initiatives. Prior to her current position, Megan worked in a variety of marketing and sales support roles, primarily in the consumer packaged goods industry. Among her many accomplishments, Megan created the Women at the Helm Speaker Series in 2022, which was recognized as a gold winner at the 2023 Insurance Marketing and Communication Association's, that's IMCA, Annual Showcase Awards, and by Business Insurance as a 2022 Diversity and Inclusion Initiative of the Year finalist. She was also named by Insurance Business America as a 2022 Elite Women Award winner. And in 2019, she was the recipient of the IMCA Rising Star Award. But if you think Megan's list of achievements is long, she has an equally extensive list of volunteer activities which demonstrate her dedication to making a positive impact. To name a few, she serves on the executive committee of the IMCA Board of Directors and the Board of Directors for the Insurance Industry Charitable Foundation Northeast. Megan is also a member of the Catalyst Committee for the Women in Insurance Initiative. We could go on. She's a servant leader, period. Listen, Megan, thanks so much for your contribution to our industry. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, so are we. So Jim and I've known Megan for quite some time, and Jim maybe longer than I, as we serve on the IMCA board together. So this was a pleasure to finally have you on the podcast, Megan. So thank you.
Thank you.
First question, very easy. Where do you hail from today? That's Jim's language, hail. Where do you hail from today?
I grew up most of my life in New Hampshire, which is also a very pretty northeastern state, and went to college in Boston, and that's where I met my husband, and he is from Rhode Island, so we ended up back here.
Is this our first interview with someone from Rhode Island, Jim?
I think it is, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful place.
Yes.
So we know how you ended up in Rhode Island. Tell us how you got into insurance.
So I'm sure you've heard this story hundreds of times when people accidentally fall into this industry, right? Or find it accidentally. So that happened to me. I actually worked in the same building as Falvey at a different company, and it was a natural foods company. So I always knew about Falvey upstairs, but didn't know anyone that worked there or anything about what they did. And I left that role and went somewhere else. And when I was starting to look again, I saw Falvey was hiring. Mm-hmm. I remembered how much I loved the building because it's right mm-hmm. by the ocean. And that was my means of getting my resume in the door to be back by the ocean. And yeah, it just happened to put me into insurance, and I'm so glad it did.
Well, Falvey Insurance Group was the beneficiary of that, certainly.
That is awesome. How long ago was that?
I'm going on 7 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So still new. So Falvey is an MGA, so Managing General Agent, and we are a specialist in the supply chain space. So we do a lot in marine cargo, transportation, shipping, like at high volumes, pollution that is marine as well. So it's a very niche pocket of insurance, super interesting. We have a long history with Lloyd's. So it's a very, very interesting place to be for sure.
Tell us what you love about the industry, Megan.
What I love is actually that it's full of love. There's so much passion for what we do here, right? Like,
that's awesome.
Matter if you're an underwriter, actuary, a software developer, or a marketer like we are, I just feel like that passion is palpable. And I don't think enough people know that until you're actually here in insurance.
It's interesting. I know you've heard this before, Natasha, but I say the people in the insurance industry have the helper gene. I mean, they just do. I mean, it's across the board, and it doesn't matter if it's agents or brokers or carriers or MGAs or whatever. People just have that helper gene. It's
And like you said before, Natasha, about service, I feel like you're saying, Jim, that's what everyone's goal is. And it's very motivating to see how everybody's kind of in that same mindset. Honestly, because I had come from direct to consumer and then I was in this B2B space, and it was very apparent very, very quickly that Falvey has a very stellar reputation in the market. So I did honestly feel a lot of pressure on my shoulders to, you know, deliver. We were the first marketing hires into the organization as well. There wasn't a marketing team really before I came on. So really delivering their value proposition and doing it right was, you know, very intimidating. So I think now looking back, we're almost a team of eight this year. You know, we've grown in these 7 years a lot, and the company has invested in marketing. So for me, it's really unbelievable to see the change that's happened and to see the impact we've been able to make. So it definitely feels very, very good.
That's neat. How did you educate yourself on the industry, not only being new to insurance, but you're in a, as you said, a very niche space. How did you accelerate that learning curve?
So I was really fortunate that they wanted me to tag along to meetings and to trips, right? So like underwriting visits and things like that, where I was able to be in the room and not actively participating, but listening. That was a huge part. And everyone I talk to that's new, I say, ask to be a part of those meetings, because you'll learn how the language is used. The language is one of the most difficult things to learn. I think my second day at Falvey, Mike Falvey, our CEO, his wife is the one that actually hired me, and she drew a map for me on the board. She explained who we are as an MGA with little bubbles of brokers and agents and carriers and Lloyds and how it all connects and how it interacts. And I still have the piece of paper because honestly, it was just the whiteboard explanation of it was extremely helpful for just knowing where we are in the universe and how many players there are. But I think the other thing too that we're doing now with through the IMCA in partnership with National Alliance is that intro course with Mitch Dunford and their team, and it's that crash course for insurance for marketers. And to me, that's the biggest hurdle. There's so many talented marketers, but getting to know the industry is always that kind of that tough step to take. So I'm glad that we have that available now.
What a neat thing to have that map. You bring that up. MGAs sometimes, you know, program administrators trying to figure out how they fit in to the is I think even more difficult than a typical carrier. You're really a hybrid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that whole idea that we're the intermediary and we're not an actual carrier, we're given the right to underwrite on behalf of someone. All of that is very interesting. And again, that history with Lloyd's is fascinating.
Yeah. How did you, as you're building a team, how did you, from a marketing communications perspective, determine what players you needed to invite to the table? I guess, you know, like who did you, how did you determine who you needed to hire at what point?
So we started off very lean. It was really myself and Amanda Langless, who you know from the IMCA as well. And we kind of worked in partnership together to support the department. But her strength was events. And that's what her history is in. And so I was very grateful to have that, because that was a part of my past life. But it was never something I really loved because of all the stress around it. Right. But she is fantastic at it. So we kind of did things in tandem. The next need was our graphic designer, having someone that could be there to help us look, you know, very high quality, high scale, even if we were, you know, having this tiny team. And that was really a huge need. And then since then, it's really just been trying to expand the team so we can have more capacity to take on more. So we're in the, I think a year in with a few of our new hires who are really helping us, you know, support those really meaningful day-to-day tasks so we can be a little bit more strategic. So, and yesterday we welcomed a web designer to our team. That was our brand new role. So that's really exciting.
Cool service.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And that's not easy.
No.
To identify what the need is. Well, I mean, the needs, that's the easy part, but just, I guess, you know, encouraging your managers and, their leaders and higher ups that you want to expand your team.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that's the, you know, the justification for the team. But success breeds success, Megan. So apparently you and Amanda were successful enough that they realized that, hey, they need a larger team to be able to your point, to be able to do more.
Yeah, right.
Which is great.
More hands. It's more things we can accomplish. So
absolutely. I love that.
You know, you talked about learning from underwriters, and I love that. Underwriters are fascinating people. Their stories are absolutely amazing. They're great teachers, and they are kind of from a different planet, I think. You know, the old saying of you know, if sales is from, you know, Mars and marketing is from Venus, they're from Saturn, or, you know, somewhere completely different. But you know, to the sales and marketing together, working together, how does that work for your organization? And you know, how do you accelerate and foster that type of relationship?
It's very clear that service here, customer service, is very important, and it's very central to our mission as an organization, and it's very, very high importance to our underwriters. So I think the fact that we can both identify with the fact that we're both trying to make a great experience for that same customer, that's what we have in common. I think that's where we've found the success, is that's ultimately what we want to do. So if they have that direct relationship with them, we're kind of helping with everything that's surrounding that in their brand experience. So for us, it's more of like, this is our complementary value. We're not stepping on any toes, and we're just doing what we can to keep that same person, you know, really happy with what Falvey's offering.
But you've done a lot of work in that DEI space, and you and I've had, you know, several conversations about that work and the importance of that work. What inspired you to sort of champion and support initiatives related to women, involving women, and advocating for women?
I have met so many incredible women in my short time in the industry. And it's been, you know, either through an introduction from someone else, someone that works here, my involvement with IMCA, associations like APIW and ISC, and even just over LinkedIn. So I want to help, because that's really a rarity to me, that women champion each other like they do here in insurance. I've grown a lot in terms of like confidence and standing for what I believe in. And I think a lot of that has to do with the women who are kind of surrounding me in this industry. So I want to try to be that support system or provide a platform like that for someone else.
Fantastic. And I know we spoke specifically about like 2020 and some of the challenges that women were facing, even from a career standpoint, leaving the industry, sort of what, is that what motivated you to also get involved? Like, tell us that story about 2020 and how the pandemic impacted you and how you wanted to sort of answer the call to support women.
Yeah, that was really the catalyst for my speaker series that you mentioned. Women at the Helm was my speaker series that I created in the wake of the pandemic. I'm a mom, which you both know. I have three kids, and at the time they were 5, 3, and 6 months old. And my husband and I were both working full time and from home without childcare. And he couldn't be more of a better partner. He does just as much as I do, if not more, for our children. And it still felt like this isn't doable to work and have a child or caretaking responsibilities. And just thinking about, you know, the fact that there have been women for years who have had children before it was acceptable to work from home, or before it was normal to say, I have to leave early to go to a school function or things like that. And then reading all of the press about all the women leaving their jobs just to be the one that stayed home to care for their families. It was just really, to me, devastating to see so much progress undone just because the system isn't set up to support moms in particular, but women too. And, you know, and that we get the penalty when it comes to wanting to have a family. And to me, that just doesn't feel like it's something that should be happening. So I really did just ask the question, you know, like, why is this happening? And why is no one talking about it? And that was what started the speaker series. And we did that for 2 years, focusing on professional women and really just highlighting the strengths that they bring and the value that they bring to any industry.
Well done.
Indeed. Very insightful, and the timing, really incredible. Really made a lot of sense.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking to take your company's growth to the next level? Look no further than OneFire, the RevOps-focused marketing agency that specializes in helping insurance companies grow. Our expert team of strategists, marketers, and HubSpot specialists will help you optimize your marketing efforts and maximize your ROI. From lead generation to conversion and retention, OneFire has you covered with our deep insurance industry expertise and modern approach to growth. Don't let your competitors leave you in the dust. Ignite your growth with OneFire. Visit us today at onefire.com.
You've got some new things coming up, a new initiative. You kind of teased us a little bit about that in the green room. Can you tell us more about that?
So I'm super excited because I have my very own podcast coming in March, which happens to be Women's History Month. This podcast is called Insure with H-E-R. So it's very much focused, again, around women, but this time on women in insurance. So I'm going to speak to women of all different titles and levels and within different roles within their organization. And I'm just really looking forward to it.
I'm excited about this. Do you know if there's any other podcasts similar to the one that you're launching?
There is one in the UK that is fantastic called 100 Women in Insurance. So you can find it on LinkedIn. I follow Sandra, who's the host there. But this one is definitely not going to be the same or, again, in any type of competitive nature. But I think we can even join up at some point. I'd love to reach out to her and see if we can do that.
Yeah, the reason I asked that is not because I knew about that podcast, but it's because I had not heard about one. So I thought, what? This is a fantastic idea. Why hadn't we thought of this before or someone? And so not new, but I mean, new to the U.S. So I think that's great.
Yeah. And she's doing an awesome job of explaining, you know, really what the career opportunities are for women, I think. And that's like really her focus. And what I said earlier about people not really knowing that until they fall into this industry, it's awesome what she's doing to really amplify that.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you've heard that women face in the working in the insurance industry specifically?
So it's not unique to our industry, but the pipeline for women in leadership is really limited here. ISC Group on their website has a great study from McKinsey that talks about the imbalance of women in entry level and mid level compared to representation in upper management and C-suite. So there's definitely an issue of like funneling that pipeline and making sure there are women that are coming up into leadership. They're kind of staying at that entry level and not being pushed up the talent pipeline. So I think that's not unique to insurance, like I said.
I
think that's happening elsewhere as well.
Megan, I'm sorry, I missed where that study is posted. I want to make sure that our listeners can find it.
ISC Group. So they're another great Women in Insurance Association. It stands for Insurance Supper Club. There's a really cool story behind it. So I encourage people to go and learn more about it if you're unfamiliar. I think another challenge that I see are that a lot of events that are designed for women in insurance, there's been a lot more recently, but it tends to only bring women into the room. And I think there's so much value in bringing women together, but I also think we need to find ways to bring others into the room so that the right people are hearing what's being talked about in those events. Because we often have conversations about challenges or what can be done better, but there's no one there listening that really needs to hear it. And I think the other thing, again, probably not unique to insurance, but I think we have a lot of opportunity with networking. There tends to be a default to golf or sporting events. And that's not always something that women are, you know, familiar with doing or practicing. And they're also sometimes on hours where people who have families, it's just not conducive to them being able to go and do that. So I think in general, networking could use a little refresh with some new ideas.
Is the podcast going to be like an introspective, individually on the guests, or is there another focus beyond that? You know, for example, this is, you know, marketing and communications focused.
So what I'm, my goal with the podcast is really to, because we're lacking that women representation in leadership, a lot of these conversations are going to be with women who, if they're not in leadership, they should be, because I want to talk about like the amazing work they're doing, the brilliance that they're bringing to their organizations. And it's not a, a call to action on who they work for, but it's more of just like, hey, look at all this amazing talent we already have here. You know, what can we do to really build them up and keep them developing and give them a place that they deserve.
How are you identifying your guests? Have you, I'm assuming you've got a few already lined up. You want to give us a little taste, a little tease, or just, you know, even if you don't share specific names, like how are you identifying some of the ladies, the women who you were talking to for your podcast?
So one, I think it's a people that I've at least interacted with that I know that they've broken the mold in some way, even if it's not massively, but they're doing something themselves. So for me, it's like, what can you do yourself? What are you using your own control and platform for? So, someone I've talked to is two women from the same organization that are in charge of product design. So it's this really cool conversation about how they think about the human element of insurance. And I think that's very unique to females, right? We're emotional beings and that's a positive thing, right? And to kind of spin that narrative in a positive sense. And someone else started a women's network within their organization. So that was just something they got off the ground themselves and championed and had to go to male leadership to get approval. So those are just a few examples.
What will be the frequency of the podcast?
I'm hoping every other week.
As I'm sure you've already learned and will continue to, it is a struggle to juggle schedules. Yes. It's generally not the lack of availability or interest of right. guests. It's trying to get everybody all lined out to get them done.
Yes. If you have any pointers on that, please share.
So I'm excited about this. I think this is much needed. And again, I didn't know about the other podcast because I'm so excited about this one and how you will introduce us to some other women in the industry who are, you know, breaking glass ceilings or, simply just doing some, you know, incredible things. Just looking forward to learning more about this and supporting you. So
let us
know how we can do that.
Thanks so much.
One question I want to ask is, what advice would you give to women who are starting in this industry?
So there's a quote that I love. My good friend, she gave me a keychain and a card I actually have on my bulletin board at my desk. And it's a flower doesn't think of competing next to the flower next to it. It just blooms. Mm. So what I love about that, and I guess my advice is that we're stronger when we celebrate and support each other and not tear each other down or even compare yourself, because nobody's life is the same. And in the age of social media, it's not real most of the time. It's really important to focus on yourself, keep blooming and shining yourself. And if you see another pretty flower, point them out. That's what I would say, is bring that attention to other flowers that are blooming and doing great things too.
That's awesome. I love that. Hey, Megan, if our guests want to get a hold of you, and I'm sure some will, what's the best way for them to do so?
Please reach out over LinkedIn. I'm a very active user. And I will look forward to connecting.
It's Megan Bell. Are you Megan? You're Megan Bell on LinkedIn. Aren't you just Megan Bell? Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Megan, well, thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do for our industry, what you do for IMCA. And this new space, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for us to learn more about some of the great things that others are doing within the industry. And again, if we can support you in any way, do please keep us posted. Look forward to
you
your
both
success.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much. And thank you for having me. This is a lot of fun.
No, our pleasure. Well, once again, this is Natasha from SCORE with co-host Jim Flynn from One Fire. It has been our honor and pleasure to spend this time together along with our guest, Megan Bell. Thank you again for being part of today's episode of the IMCA Peer-to-Peer Podcast, Megan.
Thank you.
The Peer-to-Peer Podcast is a presentation of IMCA. To learn more about today's episode and listen to other episodes, visit imcanet.com. This has been a production of OneFire.